Blog Talk Radio.
It's a nice truck.
Yeah, Chevy Silverado.
Check out this Multiflex tailgate.
Multiflex, huh?
Wow. Come step.
Mom, Dad's flexing again.
That's not all.
You can extend the bed for longer stuff.
Is he still?
He'll flex it.
That's right.
And it becomes a workspace.
You can put your laptop here. I'm sending an imaginary email.
Hey, Dad, dinner.
Hey, look who stopped by Daddy's office.
Wait, you work here?
The Chevy Silverado with the available Multiflex tailgate. Find new flexibility, find new roads. Chevrolet.
Blog Talk Radio.
I can't do it, baby. Oh, I've tried so hard, but I just can't do it, baby, no. Oh, I can't quit you, baby. Oh, but I've got to put you down. Don't you know you're hurting me, dear?
Mighty Little Milton starting this thing off. You know, of course, it's a product of the one and only Beverly Nation. This is We Need the Blues, y'all. And I'm your host, you know, the Hall of Famer himself, Honeybee Olasky, on turntables 1 and 2 for you and especially you. With Sister Bessie, the truth I am. Bessie, what's going on, girl?
I'm here. I want to hear some of that blues.
Man, we want to leave the kettle, y'all, man. Got the shine out, y'all. We ready to do this thing, man. I smell cornbread in the oven and a whole lot of kids running around the room right here at ONP. And, of course, tonight, we celebrate a wonderful couple and a wonderful broadcaster to boot. Hundi Bakatoon and Valerie Bakatoon got married over the weekend. And, of course, you know, our brother Hooney always talked about, you know, my mama's spirit. Yeah, my mama's spirit. Well, tonight, Debbie's in the house tonight, y'all, because this is the type of music I grew up on, man. When, you know, yeah, exactly, I'm telling you, I smell some, and not no glory greens either. I'm talking about you pick your own cottons off and the turnips and all that kale and put it in a pot, and, man, somebody going to jail. What's going on, Debbie?
Hey, I want to say congratulations to Brother Hooney and his wife. Congratulations, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, you know the call letters, y'all, right? Wonderful. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in the conversation. All the folks that want to celebrate with Hooney Bakatoon, just press 1 right now. Right now. Right now. So, of course, you know, I got to honor my older sister. She said she want to hear the blues. Come on now, old ass, he got it for you. I started with a little note. Now it's time for Johnny Taylor, Bessie.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we from the top? Uh-huh. Well, I got a little story I want to tell you about this muddy water. Nobody's yet told a real story about this muddy water. You know, when you're invited out to those cocktail parties, Jim, that ain't nothing but muddy water you're drinking. I've seen a lot of good men lose their happy home just because of that muddy water. I told my baby, I said, baby, we got to have a little talk. I ought to pack up my things and walk. I don't want to go from hand to hand. But before you go from man to man, I'd rather drink muddy water. That's the truth, honey. Sleep in a hollow log. She said, why? I said, this is why. I love you, baby, but you won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the spot. No, no. Have your fun, baby, if you must. I can't do nothing with a woman I can't turn. I'd rather drink blood and water. Sleep in a hollow log. I love me turn you, baby, but I work for you. Oh, yeah.
down one, drink that muddy water, and sleep in a hollow log. Johnny Taylor, how you feel, Bessie?
Listen, it make me think about when I was young, and we called the muddy water, we called the muddy water rot gut and moonshine.
Come on now, watch your mouth. We don't owe any dollars. Listen, y'all, we're going to bring our first caller to celebrate with me and Sister Bessie. Of course, you know what I mean? I started with Little Milton. You know I had to do that. You know, God rest his soul, as well as the great Johnny Taylor. First caller on the line tonight, it's the blues, and you're on the line. First caller, say your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Wardette, Mental Hotep L, like coming from out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Republic.
Yeah.
And his lovely wife. And it's a wonderful celebration. And I wish you all the best ever. You know.
Oh, wow. Wow. Listen, you know, a person who is our brand new host to ONE Dynasty, the great Wajak Mental Hotep L. Sister Bessie, what's it say to the brother, the young brother that's doing so much in the community, you know what I mean, on this wonderful night when we leave the blues?
I love this young brother. He brings truth on his podcast segment, and I just want to thank you for the support that you give.
Thank you. I appreciate you all as well, and all the positivity, you know, it all helps. You know, with our lives and the world too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, why I say, you know, I love you very, very much, man. Love you like a play cousin, man, on a summer day. You know how I feel about you. And thank you for, you know, being on this program tonight and celebrating, you know, a man and a woman. You know, we need that unity in our community. People seeing a man loving a woman loving a man, and, you know, taking a vow. Okay, and that's wonderful, and I'm so proud of Hooney and Valerie. I could jump out of my seat. And so, of course, you know I'm going to jump out of my seat tonight, and, you know, this is going to be dedicated right now. You know, this whole show is dedicated to Val and Hooney, but Sister Bessie, before we take our next caller, and y'all better press that one to join the conversation. It's only brought to you by the Boys Looking Glass Entertainment. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, Bessie, I'm sorry. I'm starting my mess. Okay. This is the Bessie right here. You know, Honey Bee, man, this is a show that I do, you know, dedicated also to my mom, who loved that blues. And she loved this woman, too. So this is Bessie's dedication. The one and only Etta James, y'all. Yeah, Jackie, I did it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true. And I just wanna make love to you. Love to you. Ooh, love. Wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you. Love to you. Ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk. Yeah, by the way.
can tell by the way you walk that walk, and I can hear by the way you talk that talk, and I can know by the way you treat your girl that I could give you all the love and it's whole wide world. Oh, all I wanna do, all I wanna do is cook your bread just to make sure you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue, and I just wanna make love to you, love to you.
Can you imagine Honey Pocketoon and Solomon doing this thing? And I just want to make love to you. Hey, Betsy. Woo! Betsy. Betsy. Woo! Betsy. Sister Betsy.
Oh, you play Anna James? Oh,
yes, I did.
My brothers and, brothers and sisters out there, if you want to listen to someone that's fiery, and I just love Anna James. I'm telling you, the way she performed, and I like the part when she would wink her eye at the audience. Oh, this woman was, oh, she was something else.
Listen, now, I'm about to put some turkey wings in the oven now and tell all the kids to go outside now. No touching the cake now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No icing touching. You know what I mean? Go out there and play some ball. You know, and of course, the second caller on the line tonight, call and talk to the honeybee before he sings you right here on Only Dynasty.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, good evening, everyone. How are you?
You like Sister Betsy would say. What's going on, girl? How you feel?
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Honey Pocketoon on their brand new life together, and I wish them everlasting love.
Oh, you're so sweet. Listen, this is a woman right here. Sister Betsy, you want to talk to her in a minute. This person here is a wonderful, wonderful example of what womanhood is all about. Saving lives. This woman does a domestic violence show only on that. That takes a lot of courage. So not only that, a lot of insight. There's no one on this network like Sharice Lee. Betsy, please say something to Sharice Lee at this time.
Oh, Sharice, now if I had a daughter, she would be just like you.
Oh, I feel the same about you, Sister Betsy. I can't wait till Larry open back up.
And I just want to say I love you, and I love what you have done for this podcast, and I want you to continue doing what you're doing. No matter what's placed in your path, continue doing and saving lives.
Thank you so much, Sister Betsy. Can I say one thing?
Please.
Yes.
The other night someone questioned why am I so passionate about domestic violence. I did leave something out. The reason being is because my mother transitioned, but when my mother was alive, she did the same thing. But my mother had the credentials to fight in court. My mother used to fight in court against the state to help people get their families back together. And she was an advocate in Clayton County, Georgia, and Atlanta, Georgia, and you know, fighting against issues like that. So I'm just picking up where my mother left off.
Wow.
Blessing.
Wow. The wonderful and unique Sharice Lee right here at O&E Dynasty. Guys, keep calling in, press that one, because I got something for you, Betsy, and Uni, and Valerie. I know you're listening, because we're going to bring you on at the end. I'm going back in the archive. I went into my crates. Now, Betsy, I went into an old 78 that I digitally mastered. Are you ready for this? Are you sure, Betsy? Are you ready for Howlin' Wolf right now? You sure? Huh?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, look here. A 78 version from 1948, and I had to do, I had work for it, almost 2 hours to get that thing right. That was from a Clay album, Sister Bessie, a Clay, 33 and a third, mastered into a 78, into mastered into digital. How you like that one? How many more years can I see my baby grow up and be strong?
I loved it. Who was that?
That was Howling Wolf down in Mississippi. Howling Wolf. Hey, you know, like I said, man, you know, it's all, you know, it's easy for people to, you know, go on and find things. And, you know, I love the DJs that, you know, got their little map books and, you know, airs and, you know, and all the Dells and all that. I got that. Y'all know that. But can you master a Clay record? Just saying. Caller number 2. You're on the line right. Well, actually, call number 3. You're on the line right now with me, Old Lad Ski, in the place to be with Sister Bessie the Truther. And this is called We Need the Blues. Sound like Texas in the house.
Hello.
Hey, is Texas in the house? Say what now?
Yes, Texas is in the house. Can you all hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, girl. But man, what's happening?
Hey, it's Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm tuning in from Houston, Texas tonight. I want to say congratulations to the new union. May you have peace, love, joy, and prosperity in your marriage. And through the ups and downs, you think about the reasons why you fell in love with one another. You remember the vows that you said to each other, and you cultivate. Marriage is like fine wine. It gets better as it ages. So make sure you just celebrate each other and love on one another. And I want to tell you all, thank you so much for having me on your platform. And thank you so much for your constant reminders and always tagging me whether or not I can come on. As you know, I'm very busy promoting my book, Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, trying to go worldwide and be featured on different platforms. So thank you all so much.
Sister Bessie, this wonderful woman is an author, and she's in the business world. What more can you say to her? You know, Chocolate Drop, you know what I mean, in Corporate America. Dig that right there, okay? You know, a person that's persevering no matter what. I'm here, and I will be heard. Sister Bessie, we have to take this wonderful, wonderful young lady, Genesis Kemp, tonight from Houston, Texas.
No, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for your support, and thank you for the blessings that you have given to this new union, and I just want to thank you for everything that you said.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. I know how marriage is. Been married 2 years, but been together for 5, and, you know, every day is a journey, but each day I remember why I fell in love with my husband, and it's so important to just see chocolate drop couples, like, really rising, because you don't see a lot of, you know, chocolate drop couples anymore that's really a strong unity front. So I was like, man, I want to be that, you know, that poster couple that gives other people hope.
Yes, yes. You know, it's crazy because in this time, there are not a lot of role models out there, Genesis, and it's crazy. And, you know, young women are looking to you for hope, you know, and love in their wonderful, wonderful thought process. You know what I mean? A lot of times the imagination of our youth are being, you know, they're being dwindled, they're being cut off. You can't do this.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And imagine that. You can't do this. No, it's not for you. Who told you there was a box? There is no box. There's no out-of-box thinking. There's no box, Genesis. And you've proven that time and time again. Real proud of you tonight. And thank you for supporting Only Dynasty. Thank you for supporting the great International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Shirani for the class of 2019. The jersey you wear, even though she's born in New York, she's a fraud. She has the teeth today. And she don't get me. You know what I mean? You know, she's from Long Island City. She's not from Jersey. Whatever. But the jersey you wear today, you know, and we really, really appreciate you bringing the legacy to our network through Damon Looks. And what more did I say, you know what I mean, Jerry Petito? You know, thank you, Sister Bessie. The legend continues. Thank you so much, Genesis.
My pleasure. Y'all keep on doing your thing and, you know, rocking out. Once again, it's your girl, Genesis Amaris Kemp. Be blessed.
Let me tell you something, Bessie. Genesis ain't ready. I got somebody, man, that's been a part of the blues scene. May he rest in peace. The wonderful. Yeah, Bessie, I'm going there. Yeah, I'm going down deep, man. I got corns on my feet, but my bunions is rested upon thee. Okay, I'm not going there. I'm sorry, Bessie. I didn't do that. Buddy Guy, y'all, let's get it.
Walking down through the woods. Yeah, the first time I met the blues. Blues, you know, I was walking down through the woods. Yeah,
Chicago Blues, Bessie. Betty, be ready for Buddy Guy. Bessie, don't mess it around. Right here, Holy Dynasty, celebrating Holy and Val. Better get down with your pal. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm having fun tonight, Bessie. How you feel?
Oh, you know, I'm feeling good. I love the celebrating of this new union. Yes, I love it.
Listen, man, we got another caller on the line tonight, you know, a fraud that she may be. I will digress upon her pontification right here at Dynasty. Oh, well, who is you?
Excuse me. Hello, Sister Bessie. I don't know who that was that was just talking, but hello, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
All right. So for anyone out there that doesn't know who the fraud is, it's me, Jerry Petito. All right. Hi. How are you, Brother O?
Lovely, man. You know, celebrating, you know, Hooney and Val tonight on this wonderful night. You know, my mom's spirit, the blues music. What more can I say? You know, Mama's being exalted. You know, Holy Bakatoon and Val are being, you know, just being celebrated. And, you know, you, you know, doing what you do at Old Dynasty all the time. Your hard work and dedication is legendary. What more can I say tonight for you?
So I want to say hello to both of you, and I also want to give a shout-out, of course, to Hooney and Val. Congratulations. You guys did it. I'm so happy. So happy. All right. So I love both of you. I am so happy. So congratulations, guys. And then I want to give a shout-out to Genesis because she is one young, incredible woman. I just have to say it, even what she said about marriage. She's only been married a couple of years, and she's young, and look at what she's doing. She's incredible. I love you, Genesis, if you're still listening. And your book, oh, my gosh. I mean, come on, Chocolate Drop in Corporate America. I mean, think about that title, right? I had an incredible interview with her today. She's a beautiful young woman. So having said that, Brother O, are you sitting down? You should sit down for this.
Oh, wait, listen. Well, I was, and I'm going to sit back in my studio. I'm going to sit down.
Sit down, baby, because the fraud has something to say to you, man. The fraud has something to say to you.
Horrible.
I want to congratulate
you. Thank you, horrible,
I want to congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Honeybee, our Honeybee, baby, Oleski on your O&E syndicated station, all-time connection record, baby, with your 30th all-time and your second consecutive. How about that?
Yes. I'm with Bessie and Jesus and, you know, all the rest has been here, you know, Will of God, even including the Pattersons. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And you know, I think Sister Bessie helped you get there tonight, baby. Yes.
You better believe that. I love you guys. Jerry Petito, hold on, Jerry. You know all about great co-host Justin Drummond, just to say that. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It takes a village to feed the flock. Only Dynasty saves lives. And, you know, you've been a part of that. And, you know, come with me. You held your composure and your integrity to this network. You believe in us in spite of all of it. You know, tough muscles as it's been. And I appreciate you, Jersey Joel. And
I love you,
what
man.
More can I say for
Thank
me?
You, brother,
the internet? The internet loves you. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting in Shriney for the class of 2019 and 2020. You know, just like Sister Bessie, Anna Waddell, finalist for the only host of the year. Thank you so much, Miss Jerry Petito.
Thank you, Jerry. And
bye,
Jerry,
guys.
Jerry, I never thought you was a fraud.
I love you, Sister Bessie. There you go.
listen, she's born in New York. I don't want to hear that. Bye, Jerry. Okay. Listen, we go to the next song right here. Now, of course, you know, all the people out there that, you know, just press one. Press one. We got you. Intern, you know who's next. It is going to be what it is. Now, of course, Bessie, this is a blues show. And we are having so much fun. And a lot of times people, you know, what blues is. There's no blues show, Bessie, without this man. How about this one? Don't be screaming and howling, Bessie, okay? Don't be trying to throw steam off down my mouth, okay? You ready? Yo, Brother O,
okay.
You need to take some elderberry with your music because you are so tired. No, we're not doing that, Bessie. We're going to give you some muddy water.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. One
Country Man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Muddy Waters. How you feel tonight?
Oh, I love that song. I'm a man. That
hey, child.
You know what? It makes me think of when we used to protest and it was that one group and they said, I'm a man.
That's right.
You remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That was the Memphis Sanitation Strike.
Yeah.
1968. Yeah, what more can I say? Now, we're going to bring on the next caller right now. We need some blues, child. Hey, caller. Da-da-da-da-da. You are four. Da-da-da-da-da. Come on. Talk to us. Me and Sister Bessie right here. Oh, we need some blues right here, don't we? Caller. Caller. Unmute yourself. You got 5 seconds. All right. Now, all we got to do is just make sure you press 1 again to join this conversation tonight. Now we're going to the next caller. Caller number 5, you're on the line right now with me, Honeybee, Old Ass Key, Sister Bessie. Can't you see right here on the Dynasty?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Can hear you.
Brother O? Sister Bessie?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Hey, Brother Terrence.
How y'all doing this evening? You guys
hey, doing good, baby. Doing good, baby. Celebrate the Hootie Buckethoon, baby, and the Allerie. Can't you see?
Yes. Yes. I just want to say congratulations to Brother Hooney and his new lovely bride, Valerie. I wish them all the best happiness. I wish them all the happiness and success in their marriage that they can muster up. Absolutely,
yes.
We need more role models. We need to see successful relationships, right? And
yes.
I'm really enjoying the show. You guys are playing Muddy Waters and a bunch of other artists. Fantastic evening. It's definitely a celebration. Two of my two favorite people, Brother O and Sister Bessie.
Listen, man, tonight, man.
Dynamic duo tonight.
Hey, man, Little Milton, okay, Johnny Taylor, Etta James, Howlin' Wolf, and Buddy Guy, and Muddy, the great Muddy Waters tonight, man. And, of course, listen, we're talking to the Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2020. We'll be honored at, you know, of course, our wonderful Oney Dynasty on December 1st and hosted by Dar Henderson. What do you have to say tonight to the Linear New Host of the Year, Sister Bessie? Also, this brother is one of the finalists for the Anna Waddell Award, like you. Sister Bessie, mm-hmm. You know, what do you have to say to our young brother, Sarah Strand?
Oh, he always bring it to the mic. And you know what? You know, like I said before, if I had a son, it would be just like you. And I want you to keep doing what you're doing. Because you are a blessing in your teaching. And you know I love you dearly, Terrence. I really do.
Absolutely, and likewise. You know how I feel about you, Sister Bessie.
Yes.
You know how I feel. But you guys are you guys sound like you two need to team up more often.
Listen, all blues shows will be hosted by me and Bessie. I can't wait, you know. And for the next
great.
One, man.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And again, congrats to Brother Hooney. Congrats to Brother Hooney,
yes,
for sure.
Well, we all right. Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, Morton, no doubt right now. You know, Terrence Strip is awesome, and I love him. And he's brought, you know, so much flavor to the network. What more can I say tonight? Bessie, how you feel tonight, man? This wonderful show right here at Oney Dynasty.
Oh, I'm loving it. You know, the celebration of a union. Not only that, we're celebrating the elders in their music because a lot of the music that we hear today will never be compared to what was written before.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? I can't wait to play the next song. Of course, out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. I am Honeybee, DJ O. Lasky. On turntables 1 and 2 for you and you, especially you, for Sister Bessie the Truther. Man, oh, man, what more can I say? Now, this song is dedicated to me. Sorry, Bessie, I got some stuff with me. You ready for this? Listen, I'm going to keep Bessie on the line because I already know she's going to catch the ghost holy, like Hooney Buckethoon will always say. Right now, Freddie King, y'all. Freddie King. best. I'm going to down, 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 down. I don't know. I just do DJ. I'm going down, 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 down. I got the triple headline. Live on the area. Live on the radio. Sister Bessie, she told you what it was, and you didn't listen. Go ahead, Bessie. Talk, talk, talk.
No, I'm just enjoying myself because I don't have a chance to really listen to the blues, you know. And do we have any youth that sing blues today?
Well, we know, you know, a lot of times I played Gary Clark Jr., you know, a person that's won Grammys in the last 5 years, you know, playing the blues music out of Texas, doing this thing. So, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that the blues is live and well. And we just got to tell the story. And, you know, that's what we do here on E. You know what I mean? Having fun. A lot of people say, stop singing, though. I'm not going to stop singing. You know what I mean? This is my time to have fun. You know, also, you know, celebrating Huni Bakatun and Valerie Bakatun tonight. You know, we're real proud of all the week, what we do on a constant basis. And I'm real proud of what we do. You know, it's a celebration. A time to be able to, you know, let, you know, even though I'm bald, you know, but underneath the head is hair. So letting the hair down and being able to have fun, enjoy. Yes, yes, there's a lot of things going on these days, and the blues music gets us in a perfect, perfect, perfect path, you know, because a lot of times, man, there's so much pain in the world, and we get a chance to just, you know, enjoy, you know, the time with me and Sister Bessie right here on E-Dynasty. We got another call on the line right now. Try to bring the caller on and talk to old ass Steve. Talk to Sister Betsy right here on E. Hey,
hi,
how you doing?
This is, Lena Blue. How are you? How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi.
Loving you, girl.
I am just.
How you doing?
I'm just so. I'm good. I'm just so glad I got in. I'm just. If any show that I wanted to really, really come in and vibe with, it was definitely the music about the blues. I have a musical background, and I remember as a young person, there was a whole time that I just spent in the blues, and I think that was partially connected to my grandmother, who was a speakeasy and played the blues. So it definitely holds a special it holds a special place in my heart, and also it just takes me back to times whenever you can really connect to love and poetry and music. So I just thank you for playing this music. I thank you for exposing people who haven't heard it so they can get a little bit of a taste of it. And I also wanted to also congratulate Huni Bakatun and his lovely wife on their nuptials.
Oh, Sister Bessie, you want to say to this wonderful, wonderful young sister?
I just want to say thank you. And it takes me back to the same situations, you know, when you were in the bar and they played that type of music. I can remember it, you know, when I was young and how my mother enjoyed that music. So I just want to thank you for supporting us as we play the stories on this today.
Thank you. And Brother O, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What do you know about Misty Blue?
Misty. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And you know what?
That's
it's
good
funny.
Stuff. That's good stuff.
You know what? You got a show, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. We'll talk about, you know, the offering of that show on, you know, on your program.
Awesome. I look forward to it. Thank you both. Have a good evening.
You know, of course, you're on the air. It's funny she brought Misty Blue, and there's a show I saw in Atlantic City that was played by a young lady by name. Her name was Lena Johnson. How about that? And she did an outstanding performance. And you know that's why I talk about the show. You know, did you know about that show in Atlantic City that was on Broadway?
I did not know about it. No.
So we're gonna talk about the offering of that show on your program. And bring it up and be able to give forth a spiritual advancement. So how about that? It's
wonderful.
Beyond the song that you just mentioned.
I love it.
So
right,
thank you so much. Lena, wait for this. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lena Blue out of Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
All right, now, and, you know, of course, you are what to our network?
I am a new intern coming up November 25th.
All right, There she is, y'all. Miss America. You know, the new intern, Lena Blue, I'm so proud of her. Coming to the dynasty, you know, and taking a slot that is very, very important to our network, replacing, you know, giants on the network, and she's going to be even bigger and better than them. So thank you so much, Lena Blue, Oni Dynasty. It's fantastic.
Thank you, sister.
My pleasure. Now, Sister Betsy, are you ready for some real, real blues music? I'm going back to 1951.
Hey, that was before I was born.
Elmo James. I mean, Elmore James, September 18, 1951, from the Cotton Place down in Biloxi, Mississippi. But I believe my time ain't gone.
Oh, I loved it. And I just thought about it. I said, wait a minute. That's before I was born.
Listen, man, you know, a lot of times, you know, with Oni Dynasty, having fun. You know, a lot of people can't really, you know, comprehend that. So, you know, guess what? We really don't care. We have fun. We're going to sing. We're going to dance. We're going to do our thing right here on it. Now, the next caller we bring on the line, come on now and talk to Honeybee Olasky and Sister Bessie right here on We Need the Blues.
All right. You're my favorite DJ. What's going on, my friend?
Who is this? Miriam Canty?
This is Miriam's Productions. You got it.
All right, now, girl. Listen now, from Chicago, Illinois, originally. How you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm a Cancer, just like you. And I got all that charge. I got all that charge like you, you know? I love your energy. I want to just say to Huni Bakatun, who is my brother, large brother, my fraternal brother, he's like that play cousin, you know? And I want to say congratulations to him and Miss Valerie, many, many years together, and may you have many grants and many great grants. I want to just say he's my colleague in doing our prison ministry under Miriam Productions. And I want to let him know that I had Malcolm on the phone to do we're going to write up a contract for prison ministries to start off with the lumber, moving lumber to Liberia. So we have a contract that we're going to do live, but we want him to be, a part of it and well knowing of how we're going to move and everything. So I just want to invite you. I have two dates, and this is my gift to the couple, our gift. DJ Olinsky, because you know we've been pushing it hard. Y'all got Hall of Fame. I need some of those accolades, you know.
You know, it's all about it's all earned, and it's amazing, you know, what you've done, you know, through Comcast and Atlanta, you know, just being you. You know, this young lady here, Sister Bessie, is a friend of mine. And a person is always teasing me. I'm gonna get your ass back, Miriam, off the air. You know, I'm gonna get your ass back tonight. You know, this young lady has put yeoman's work in. You know, a lot of times people don't understand. You know, the people behind the scenes, even though they're out in front. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the spirit lets them be out in front, even though they're humble and they're trying to make moves for people that are suffering. You know, people that are in one, and making them have a mental capacity to be, you know, to grow and to help others get themselves on the right plane, right, Bessie, and then help others. Similar to Oni Dynasty. So I really appreciate our Sister Miriam tonight. And, you know, Mir, I am. How about that? You know what I mean? And, you know, I love you, sister. Fellow Shab sister, cancers are the best. No one casts a test.
In the house. My birthday is July the 6th now, so let's celebrate. I got two dates coming up.
July 17th, girl. You know how it is, man. Okay. Of course, I didn't get a chance to celebrate my 50th this year, but I damn sure will celebrate my 51st on a higher scale.
I thought you were still in your 20s.
No, what? We're not going to allow her to start her mess tonight right here at Oni Dynasty. We're not going to let her do it. But, Miriam, thank you so much for calling in, and you know our clique. You know what I'm saying? You know that consciousness clique. You know it will stand the test of time. And of course, Sister Bessie, the truth is that's our secret mother right there. She understands everything we're trying to do. How about that?
I gotta say this: I love the blues and all old school for me. So play something for me, old school. You know what to do.
You know what though, honey, Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie, she's starting her mess. You know, if I bring my next caller on, we're out of the great, great Lagos, Nigeria, right? Hold on, Miriam. You know what I mean? Well, let me sing again. Listen, 516-453-9133. And, of course, press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Looking Glass in the Tank. All right, Miriam, I'm going to play some blues for you. And it's going to be dedicated to her, Sister Bessie. I'm going to the archive.
Yeah.
Now, Bessie, you know people that, you know, hey, brother, out, play something for me. Miriam, are you sure you're ready for me to play something for you?
I'm ready.
How about a little Tyrone Davis?
Oh.
Show love. Turning point in my life.
I used to stay out all night long, used to do a whole lot of wrong, and I don't know where I would end up, if that sweet thing hadn't come along, if that sweet thing hadn't come along. No more running around for me, finally. My life, I reached a turning point, Lord, 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 in my life. I met a girl, she's 1 out of 110, and she don't get excited now, now, by those slick talking men. She's a whiz around the house, neat as a pin. If I got a hole in my sock, got a hole in my shirt, sweet thing she'll mend. No more staying out late for me. No more.
Can I play her something that will make her, you know, get that blues feeling tonight? And I'm so glad my sister called in tonight. Sister Bessie, we'll take our next caller. How you feel about this blues tonight right here on the Dynasty? How you feel?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the music. I love the stories.
Yes.
I'm enjoying every minute of it. Yes, I am. And I hope the listeners are enjoying it, too.
Well, first of all, thank you for my championship. You know what I'm saying? I know you really did enjoy it. Oh, my Lord. What more can I say? That the next caller right now want to give a wonderful, wonderful rendition to something near and dear to his heart. Caller, you're on the line right now with We Need the Blues with Sister Bessie and I right here on the Dynasty.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Oh shoot. Oh, y'all can hear me. Oh shoot, see.
Yeah, we always be hitting you
sometimes. I will.
No, you ain't muted tonight. Go ahead and talk, bro.
Yo, first of all, congratulations, Honey. You made it to our chicken wing life. Every man is married to a chicken wing.
You know what? You ain't shit. You know, Hootie Bucket said you ain't shit, and so is Willigon ain't shit either. Go ahead, Will. Talk your stuff, man.
Yeah, man. You know.
Hey, Hootie gonna get me. Listen, Hootie gonna get me back, because I know Hootie ain't shit. I'm gonna go there right now. But one thing that I know he is, he's a married man, love his woman. But you know, I got some things to roast Hootie. You know, when he gets on the air. Go ahead, Willigon.
I'm just saying, the chicken wing ain't nothing without some breasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, I'm trying to tell you. Make the chicken right. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
With that, and you. Yo, what's up, Sister Beth? Say,
hey. Hey, Will.
You know, I'm too black or too strong. As long as I turn blue black, I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yo, but I'm loving the music y'all playing. Y'all got some good stuff going on. Like, you're bringing back life. Way back in the day, these young bucks don't know about the days of the past and the past of the days. And this is that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? So keep the body rock, you know what I'm talking about? And be prepared because from this voting situation, I heard that people are going underground in the bunkers. And I don't know why. I guess we're about to see maybe not a sunlight, maybe not even a sunshine. We already seen the moonlight, but something ain't right. So just be prepared, because I notice there's no more food. Well, it's not a lot. It's food, but it's not a lot of food being brought to us in the supermarkets, and everybody else is boarding up their board, you know, putting up their boards for their windows. So something's going on. Just be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everybody, yeah, I'm Will of God, Too Thorough, every fourth Friday of the month. My next topic is who's next? Ooh, anyway, let's get it.
The wonderful Will of God tonight. And you know what? You know, before I put, you know, Hooney out there, you know what I mean, to roast his ass, because I'm going to tell him, you know what I mean, I'm going to go back into, you know, 2017, a show that he did. You know, and Will of God just reminded me on something. I'm going to get his behind tonight, Val. We're going to have some fun. But before we do that, listen, Sister Bessie, it's time for ZZ Hill, baby. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink,
That was from November 4th of last year. Getting Down with the Get Down, the wonderful blues and music. And, of course, the person that was on with me that night is on the radio right now with me. Sister Bessie, the truth, so how you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel wonderful. Oh, man, that just brought back memories. You know, when I was a little girl and see my grandparents and my aunt sitting around having a little beer and enjoying that music, it brings back
yes.
memories. And there's no music like that today.
Well, it's funny because, you know, of course, you know, on Saturday, my mom played the blues. On Sunday, she played, you know, gospel music. But my mother loved John Guitar Watson and loved Little Milton. And as a little boy, I'm listening to the vibrations of all that. And, you know, just like we told Terrace that night, you know, it's going to be a Saturday. You know, me and Sister Bessie will get together, and we're going to have a Saturday again when we need the blues. Now we have a call that's been waiting on the line with us, Sister Bessie. And now it's 2021, almost a year ago we did that show, huh? November 4th?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how time flies. Caller, you're on the line right now with us right here at Only Dynasty. Talk to us.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. Brother O and Sister
yes.
Bessie, how are y'all this evening? This is Jarek with a little tea time calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Peace and blessings, Jarek.
Yes. Yes, you know, Louisiana has a lot of blues from Baton Rouge, you know what I mean, to
yes.
the parishes, and, of course, New Orleans, even though New Orleans is the capital of jazz music and everything, you know, the music that was, you know, manufactured right here in the United States, you know, we could call our own is the jazz and the blues. How you feel about that, Jeff?
Oh, man, I'm a man of that loves and adores music, so I definitely am loving the show tonight. I grew up listening to the blues. Yeah, I'm a young man, but we grew up listening to the blues here. And
yes.
I am definitely loving the show tonight. I want to shout out Uncle Hooney and my new aunt, Vanessa, and wish them a very
No. Her name is Valerie. Her name is Valerie.
Valerie. Uncle Hooney and Queen Sister Valerie, I apologize. I want to congratulate you guys on your marriage this week. And I am a person that believes in the sanctity of marriage, so I definitely would love to see this marriage continue to grow and blossom and be as beautiful, big, and as vibrant as they would have it to be. So I definitely wanted to call in and congratulate them tonight. And, Brother O, you are doing the same with these tracks tonight. I haven't been listening to a little blues in a minute, so hearing old Muddy Waters and hearing some of these old jams tonight is taking me back to my little youth.
Well, first of all, you know, the dexterity of music as a DJ. And, you know, your show, one of your greatest shows, you know, we shared that dexterity with Jimi Hendrix. To me, one of my greatest, you know, presentations of music. And I just love you being able to understand what I'm trying to do here on this network. You know, Saturday nights are a time for us to let our hair down on ball, so it's on me. But let our hair down and just have fun. And Sister Bessie, man, thank you so much for what you've done, you know, for me. And Jack, you know, this young lady in 15 days will know she's into the Hall of Fame International, you know, as an elected enshrinee. How do you feel about that and the prayers for all around the world wishing Sister Bessie the best? How do you feel about that, Jared?
Hey, Sister Bessie, you got it, sister. It's going to happen. I have the utmost faith that this is going to happen. So you just keep on praying, keep on putting them high vibrations out into the universe and keep believing that it's going to happen. I definitely have been voting for you. I definitely am looking forward to seeing this news come to pass and manifest itself in an awesome way for you, Sister Bessie. And I am excited because I definitely am loving what you bring to this network. I'm a newcomer here, but listening to you, I love what you bring to the network. And I appreciate your presence and your energy and your love and your talent. It is beyond me. So definitely I'm looking forward to you getting that wonderful news. Sister Bessie, just keep on hanging on. It's almost there.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Love you very much.
I love
you. Know, it's crazy. But, you know, it's crazy, Jack. You know, last night's show with our wonderful person who has, you know, went down that journey with you and through sickness and triumph, you know, we have a lot of people on this network that want me to do a fan choice tonight. And I'm bringing that next caller. So, caller, please, please hang in there. But, you know, this is a blues show. But, you know, a lot of times with, you know, the great Thomas A. Dorsey, who was known as, you know, Blues Man Tom, before he found the Lord and became the father of gospel music, right? You know, he influenced a whole lot of people. And, of course, you know, Bessie and Jerick, I want you to stay on the line. I'm not going to mute your phone because the fan choice tonight is a double play of last night. Hey, Bessie. Hey, Jerick, are you ready for that fan choice?
Yes.
Go for it. Oh, I know you're going to do it.
Man, it is, again, the Interfaith Choir of the Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri, with the outstanding O'Neill Twins and Jesus Gave Us Water. Mikey from Vanessa from Davenport, Iowa tonight. You know, I'm really proud of that because you got a chance to hear the show last night, and you wanted me to play from the O'Neill Twins from the 1970 album, Jesus Gave Me Water, and It Went Not from the Well. Jerick Thomas, before I let Sister Bessie talk, we're going to bring on our caller tonight. How you feel about the O'Neill Twins and that song right there?
Hearing it again last night and now today, have not heard the song. And I was moved last night when I heard it, and tonight that same feeling just came back. I was just as moved tonight as I was yesterday listening to this track again. Growing up in having a church background for a very great deal of time in my life when I was younger, that song would have moved people all across the room if they would have played those songs in the churches I went to growing up. So definitely was a blessing to hear it again tonight. And I don't really have anything else I can say about that. But yeah.
Well, from the Interfaith Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri, my mother and father's favorite singers of all time, Sister Bessie, the O'Neill Twins. How you feel about tonight and that track again?
Well, it reminds me of when I was a little girl, when I would walk out my door. It wasn't even a block away. It was just directly out my door. The church was directly out. And we would go to church, and, man, the music in there had your spirit jumping. And when you left that church, you was really happy. And it reminds me of that when I was a little girl and what the families were like back then and how we enjoyed praising the Creator.
Yes. You know, my dad served in, you know, the Marine Corps with the O'Neill Twins during the Korean War conflict. And they're, you know, great friends. Like I said last night, you know, both the twins pat me on the head, said, "You're going to be something." So how you guys doing? You know, and I was maybe, you know, 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, them coming to the house and we going down there to St. Louis, you know, God bless Mother O'Neill. Mother Maddie O'Neill, Bessie and Jerick. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, boy, how you doing? Hey, give me a big hug." She was a big woman. You like to have a twin sing, huh?" I said, I love them, Mother. "Oh, God bless you, son." And that stayed with me to this night. And, you know, one of my favorite songs, guys, was that. And you heard the stride piano and the organ. You know, there was a woman from Samaria who came to get some water, and there she met a stranger who did not so return. That there she dropped her pitcher, and that there she was made richer. Jesus gave her water, and it was not from the well. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, just my strength, guys, to guide this network, you know. Songs like that, you know, I'll never forget when I was, you know, 5 years old in the house and I would do flips, gymnastic flips like Bessie and Jerick. And my dad said, "Oh, look at him. God bless him," right? And just the love in my dad's eyes, and I just came running to him, you know. I came running to him with, you know, that hug as a child would do to their father, you know, out of appreciation, you know. And he would just hug me and rub my head and give me a big hug. Shout out to Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr. and my mother Debbie for giving the only child the greatest love in the world. That house, you know what I mean? Things are going on in the world, right? Evil things. But guys, I had so much love that it overshot the evil things that was going on in the world. And I want to thank my parents for just being that way and no dysfunctionality, just showing me love to be able to guide people today on these stations. I have a caller that's been real patient tonight, and I'm going to bring that caller on. Caller, how you feel tonight right here on We Need the Blues
rebroadcast of course, the original BevNet classic.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, you guys is playing some blues. This is Strictly Business with you, Davis.
Hey, what's going on, girl from Pittsburgh?
Hi, E, how are you? Hi, Sis Bessie.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you? I know y'all over there jamming.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were jamming in November and now tonight. How about that? You know, our wonderful archives. You know, a lot of times, you know, I have progressive hosts, E, and we don't get a chance to do any classics. No one calls out. So tonight, you know, we get a chance to just share on that feeling of euphoria and that night in November. A cold night.
Yes.
You know, and Sister Bessie and I just loved what we have done and what we are continuing to do in the future. How you feel about that tonight?
I believe it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
How you feel about that last track? Jesus gave us water and was not from the well.
That's what it is. It just takes you back. Takes me back to my old days in the Kojic church. And it takes me back.
All right, just got in Christ. All right, watch this out. Watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth. I came up in that.
It's a beautiful track. I mean, because it's simple as that. He quenches your thirst.
You know, I want to shout out you and your wonderful husband. You know, we honored that night, you know, Huni Bakatun and his wife. And we honor you and your husband, who I love very, very much, a humble man, an intelligent man. You know,
yes.
You know, he don't always have a lot to say, but when he says it, it means a whole lot. you know, shout out to Greg and your wonderful, your daughter and your combined families. And we really appreciate you as our business analyst on our network. And we thank you so much for your participation, and it shall be rewarded.
You know what?
Yes.
It's an honor. And in the past few weeks, I've been ordering some business management books, so get ready.
All right. Chair, to get to one, Thomas, how do you feel about our business analyst on our network, and then Sister Bessie?
I definitely love these beautiful Queen Sisters. They are doing a fantastic job because I'm learning from them both. So my appreciation has definitely grown and is growing more for these beautiful Queen Sisters. I could not ask to be a part of a beautiful situation with some beautiful ladies, and I appreciate them both very much.
The International Internet Radio Broadcaster nominee for the class of 2021. You know, my twin, we both, you know, were nominated in the same year. I was blessed to go into the Hall of Fame on the 7th of June. And I want to thank all the people that, you know, counted that robbery for that. But just, you know, we should not rob Sister Bessie the Truther. You hear me, world? We should not rob her of her greatness. Sister Bessie, how do you feel about, you know, E. Davis and what she's brought to Orny Dynasty as a business analyst?
Oh, I love what she does. And you don't find real people like her and her husband. And I want to say ditto.
Ditto.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
You know, E. Davis, thank you so much for tearing with us tonight. And Jared, Thomas, thank you for tearing with us tonight. Sister Bessie, you know, it's funny because, you know, the archives, you know, our classics live forever. We have so many episodes. You know, 2,903 episodes of the one and only Oni Dynasty through our premise of Gaming Network, which, you know, Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, as well as the historic one and only Beverly Nation. And, you know, in two days, I'll be able to celebrate something with you guys. you know, my 9th year of broadcasting.
Yeah.
Of course, 2022 will be 9 years at Devon Nation. Shout out to Ricky R. Jones and our one conversation. And Bessie, you know, I want you to listen to me so you can comment on that. One conversation. Hey, let's do radio. And she said, what? I said, come on, girl. You're always talking crap on the radio, you know, calling the other shows. We, you know, we talk crap to each other. Let us do what we're called to do. And she said, yes. And I thank Ricky so much for, you know, heeding the call and, you know, jump-starting something that, you know, we didn't even believe would be what it is today, over 9 million people. Averaging more than 8 million for a night. You know, anybody's listening right now, you know, on, you know, call in on the internet, you know, come on to the show, press one, you know, we know you're out there, call. Sharing this, you know, this wonderful magic that is Oney Dynasty. I'm just so thankful for, you know, Ricky and being the matriarch of our network. Putting in the work, always supporting, and I thank her so much because, hey, I wouldn't be here right now, you know, thanks to Larry Shepherd showing me another way to grow business and grow callers. You know, without him, we wouldn't be where we are today, and I always want to send, you know, send that shout-out to Larry Shepherd. Before I go into Ngozi time, you know, Sister Bessie, any comments what I just said and our historic march to greatness?
Well, I think we have a lot of great hosts on this show. There's no one individual that does better than the other. We all are family, and that's what I love about this podcast, that we are all family, and we're providing a service for the world. And, you know, I just want to thank you and thank the organization for allowing me and all of the other hosts to speak our way of truth and whatever else we want to bring to the listeners. And I would like to thank the listeners for supporting us for all these years. And I send my love and my peace and blessings out to all of you. We're still family, and thank you for supporting us all this time.
That is the International Internet Radio, broadcasting in Shawnee for the class of 2021. That's why I already said it right there. Got it? We're gonna put this into motion, not just nominee, but in Shawnee. Sometimes you have to speak that to existence, and I believe that, you know, with the grace of God, she will be elected and presented at Oney Honors on, you know, on December 7th, 2021, hosted by our first ever host, Dar Henderson. It's a great night. You know, I already, you know, set into existence. We're going to honor Jared Petito, you know, this year's 2021 Lifetime Achiever, Sister Bessie, as an enshrinee, and, of course, you know, the 17th of October, we'll know who's going to be the Sonya Griffin Award winner for New Host of the Year, as well as Sister Bessie going into the Hall of Fame. Yes, I'm saying it right now. And then, of course, on Black Friday, you know, all the hosts will vote for the, you know, 8 finalists for, you know, Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. Devon Nation has advertising through Oney, which is Ola Dela Ngozi and the Prosperous, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at dubdub.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Ola Dela Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Ola Dela Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, We Need Some Blues, as well as the historic Devon Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. Donnie goes for mine, gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee and 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malewin goes to say good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. You know, it's amazing, even my tongue sometimes gets stammered, of the greatness of our host. The spiritual. I've been here for 2903 episodes. 2,903 episodes. I've never missed a night. And I've been so grateful to God Almighty that I have never missed a night. I've heard every show, critiqued it, exalted, sometimes admonished. But I think about what Genesis and Morris Kemp said when I told her, hey, I don't think you got it. I don't think you're ready. And she always comes up to say, you know, hey, I remember what Ola Dele told me. Yes. When you're not ready, you're not ready. But look at her now. You know, 5 all-time connection records in O&E. So, amazingly, we thank all the folks out there that count that robbery for us to be us. Give us water.
Give me water. Jesus, give me water.